This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabweans headed to the polls Monday in their first election without former leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. The main opposition leader said voting delays were a deliberate attempt to undermine his supporters. However, EU's chief observer said voting in some cases was very smooth, but in others it was very disorganized. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
Anyone in line as of 7 p.m. closing time could still vote, though opposition parties were concerned that their supporters could drift away if forced to wait for hours. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, accused of engineering flawed election wins for Mugabe in the past, has said this vote will be free and fair. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Building on President Trump's Indo-Pacific strategy, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday announced $113 million in new regional investment focused on technology, energy, and infrastructure.
I'm here to say emphatically that the Trump administration is committed to expanding our economic engagement in the Indo-Pacific region. We seek to capitalize on opportunities in accordance with the principles of freedom and openness.
The announcement comes at a time when trade frictions with China have given U.S. trade diplomacy a sharper edge. A senior U.S. official said the investments were not aimed at countering China's Belt and Road Initiative, which consists mostly of state-led infrastructure projects linking Asia, parts of Africa, and Europe. U.S. President Donald Trump's attorney said Monday it remains unlikely that Trump will agree to answer questions from special counsel Robert Mueller about Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election or obstruction of justice. Trump has for months said there was no collusion between his campaign aides and Russia, and that as president, he did not attempt to block special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. This is VOA News. Attacks by gunmen or other violence disrupted about a fifth of Mali's polling stations during Sunday's presidential election, with about 3% unable to function at all. VOA's Miller Sega has that story.
The Ministry of Territorial Administration said of the roughly 23,000 polling stations that were meant to open, just over 4,600 were disrupted by armed attacks or other violence. It said that 644 were unable to operate. Spiraling jihadist violence has become a key issue in the campaign of several opposition candidates as attacks multiply and the death toll mounts across north and central Mali. Millar Sega, VOA News.
An independent investigation report into Malaysia Airlines Flight 370's disappearance reiterates Malaysia's assertion the plane was deliberately diverted. The AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
It said the cause of the disappearance still can't be determined and the possibility of intervention by a third party can't be excluded. The plane carrying 239 people from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing vanished on the 8th of March 2014 and is presumed to have crashed in the far southern Indian Ocean. Family members of those on board the plane said they were frustrated as there are many gaps in the investigations and questions left unanswered. I'm Zaria Shackley.
U.S. President Trump's threat to cause a government shutdown if he doesn't get his way on border issues is getting a cool reception from some lawmakers within his own party. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
President Trump has said he's willing to close the government down over border security issues, including the money he wants to build a promised U.S.-Mexico border wall. But many Republicans don't agree.
I don't think it'd be helpful, so let's try and avoid it.
Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin and chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, thinks a shutdown is not a good idea.
I certainly don't like playing shutdown politics.
Johnson's comments came on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Cambodia's ruling party says it has won every seat in parliament, effectively turning the country into a one-party state. It's an election slam by rights groups as a sham because the main opposition party was banned. Monday, the United States condemned a violent crackdown on street protesters by Nicaraguan forces and said it was revoking visas of officials connected to the violence. International condemnation against President Daniel Ortega grew sharply last week over the deployment of police and allied paramilitary forces to squash the unrest, which has led to nearly 300 deaths and many more injured since protests began 3 months ago. For additional stories, visit our website or download our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.